And we are back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Another episode of FYB presents the Ivy League.
Ha ha. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. We are back. We are feeling good. We got a new location,
a new place.
We got the visuals, you know what I'm saying? The different camera angles. So let's just, without further ado, let's just start off with introductions. And this way, today we're going to do introductions a little different, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Today we're going to say, let's do introductions with, also saying what kind of name brand clothes you rocking or something that's black owned brand rocking. So don't just introduce yourself, but also introduce the clothing labels that you are supporting, because we want to make sure we put some more money back in other people's pockets. Put them on a map. So let's go down the line. Actually, you know, I'm gonna just start today since we're doing different. I'm gonna start today. I represent the fresh. Represent the fresh man, Joe Spider, FYB.
Yes, sir.
Today I am rocking, you know what I'm saying, my peace, love, and positivity hoodie. Shout out to the man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I got
sir.
My original work short. Shouts out to the man.
Fire.
And then I got my K Rome, you feel me, hat, the Dragon Ball Z custom design for me. So we will have, you know, all those Instagrams and social media things added. So my man Reeves, what you rocking today,
you
bro?
Know, man.
Introduce
you know.
Yourself first and then say what you rocking.
You know, FYB Reeves, man. If you're gonna talk to me nice.
Facts.
And of course, you know, I gotta represent for the FYB Presents. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got one of the original shirts.
Original.
You can't even really get this no more, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get because
exclusive.
And just so you know, the bands just don't mean money. Bands also mean the things that hold us together, like a real band, you know what I'm saying? Bands that may be confiding us from what we need to do. So sometimes you gotta have bands to get bands, you feel me?
It's
double entendre, triple entendre, it's all of that. So yeah, man, I had to represent for us. But yeah, FYB Reeves, if you're gonna talk to me nice.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, DT.
Yes, sir. You already know who I be as DT. You can follow me on the IG at DT.FYB. You know what I'm saying?
That boy is smooth.
Man, that's my new intro. I think I found it. That's my new one right there. Bars, nigga. Bars. You feel me? But shout out to the homie AJ. I'm rocking his brand. Mawa, straight out of Gardena, California. All we have are memories backwards, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then this is a shirt me and my homie Jordan did as a collab. You know what I'm saying? Represent your own. And then also, I'm rocking some custom joints that I did. You feel me? Found an Instagram pic of LeBron rocking these. You know what I'm saying? Got the little Nike swoosh on there with the smiley face and a bootleg for DT. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I got to represent my own stuff and the homie stuff. Shout out
Always.
AJ.
Much love.
Man, what's going on, everybody?
There
so
he
I'm
is.
Steve, also known as FYB Slick. You can follow me on Instagram at OG Slick _.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what I'm rocking today, I'm back with it. The Asaya Collectives.
Shout out Asaya.
Yes, sir.
These are the fuck racism.
Yeah, yeah, now you can. It's spelled with a PH, so it's not the same.
But these were made in honor of George Floyd and just, you know, representing the fight against racism. So
yes, sir.
I usually rock these a lot just in, you know, in representation of the fight we're on every day. So
right.
So I appreciate you gentlemen for giving them that introduction. We got a couple of things we're going to talk about today. Obviously, you know, the Olympics just closed up. They just wrapped up the opening, the Olympics. They did the closing ceremony. I think it's yesterday or the day before that, Sunday, I think. Sunday night or whatever. So we got the men's and women's basketball team took the gold. So
gold
we can
medals,
talk about
baby.
That. We have Simone Biles, you know what I'm saying, who came back. Shout out to that queen. We could talk about that. And then we also got to talk about DaBaby. For controversy, we got to talk about DaBaby. That's our controversial segment right there. So let's start off with the Olympic, you know, men and women's basketball team. Specifically, you know, I want to highlight the men for a minute. Because first of all, actually, let me start with the women.
Yeah, let's go with the women.
Let's go with the women, bro. The women, y'all killed it. Let's just start there. Facts. Bro. Y'all killed it. Facts. Like women, y'all have been dominating women's basketball worldwide for years.
Right.
Think that it's just crazy. It just shows how much, like, how dope our American women are. You know what I'm saying?
And we're
talking about all different nationalities that was on U.S. basketball team. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy that, like, other countries are not even close, you know what I'm saying?
right,
it comes to the women. So shouts out to the women specifically for that.
Yeah.
In regards to the men, they took home the gold. But let's just talk about how everybody was panicking.
Doubted them out, though.
When they lost the exhibition. I think they lost to France, I think.
Yeah. France and Nigeria.
And Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They lost in those exhibition games. And everybody was like, yo, bro, it's over. The rest of the world is catching up.
Ha-ha!
I mean, mind you, they don't have Steph Curry. They don't have LeBron James. They don't have James Harden. They don't have Kyrie Irving.
Right.
Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Devin Booker literally jumped on a plane from the finals.
Man, come on.
Right. No sleep, bro. So, and they pulled it off, man. So what's y'all perspective on that, man, about like the NBA and what everybody was saying about, you know, our players? They was dogging KD, saying he's not a real leader. Right. What's y'all perspective on that, man?
Man, it's crazy, and I wonder if America is the only place that roots against their people as much as we do. Like, we are, like, the only place where we have, but even with that, that shows the privilege that we have to have so many sports and so many things to where we can even have conversations about, oh, America's not good enough because they're not winning gold every year. Or we think they're not going to win the gold. Right. You know what I'm saying? It just show you the pressure. I heard one of the announcers say, the hardest thing to do in sports is what you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's, like, an expectation.
To think that every Olympics you have to be number one. Like, every time.
It's pressure.
No matter if people get injured, no matter if we get old, no matter if other players are getting better and progressing, no. You have to be number one or you're a failure.
Or you're trash.
Or you're trash. Right. And that's crazy.
You know what that reminded me of is, you know, growing up, like, imagine during De La Salle's streak for the football team.
Right.
Trying to be the team that loses, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just imagine, like, all
shout
that
out to the
pressure.
04 De La Salle.
Like, can you imagine all that pressure, bro? Like, that's too much. But
yeah.
I just think it took the team a little bit of time to just adjust to the international play because it's just so much different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that can't they like slap the ball like off the
rim?
It's different rules. International 10-minute
quarters.
Yeah.
10-minute quarters. It's a lot more physical. I noticed it was a lot more physical.
It wasn't calling text either. It was just like, yo, foul.
Right.
And I think another thing is it was just, you know, this is the first Olympics post-COVID or first big major sports gathering since COVID. Like, this is technically the 2020 Olympics in 2021.
Right. Yeah.
And then not to mention, you know, just a lot of the players coming back, you know, straight from the finals. And then you got the general normal leaders, LeBron, James Harden, that's been in multiple Olympics, Steph Curry, that's not there. You know what I'm saying? And then it was just the timing of everything. You know what I'm saying? And it was just tough. They had to get on a high horse and they had to get it done. But it is funny, like Reed said, like, we're probably the only country who has critics.
Right.
How we want the USA to win gold, but we want them to lose at the same time.
We hate ourselves.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So it is good that, you know, some people, reporters have to have things to talk about
at the end of the day.
You know
course,
what I'm saying? But it's good that they, you feel me, they overcame all those comments and bounced back and brought home that gold, man, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was talking to somebody about the other day is that the thing about with sports is that there's always a hero and there's always a villain. Mm-hmm. There's always a winner. There's always a loser. There's always somebody to congratulate and somebody to blame. And that's, you know, what gives journalists and, you know, and critics and all that stuff ammunition, because no matter what, they can find an angle that's going to make somebody look great and somebody else look bad. So shouts out to both the men and women for bringing home the goal, bringing it home to the USA. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, regardless of what we think about our NBA teams, they represent us as a country when they go outside. Yeah, yeah. So shouts out to them.
Real quick, though, I did want to say, like, I thought it was dope to see the progression of women's sports in other countries.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know, and then specifically just basketball-wise. Yeah. Yeah. Because even though, you know, USA was just dominating, they still dominated, you could see that there are players in other countries that can compete. Yeah, with everybody that was on the USA team. They may not have had a whole team that could compete, but it was some players out there that was balling, man. Mm-hmm. It was some girls from Australia, it was some girls from Spain. Yeah, from it was a couple that I was like, man, she can play.
Yeah, and to piggyback off that too, just in the the world too, but in the United States, you're starting to see the younger girls. Like, you always seen like little kid boy phenoms and stuff, but now you're starting to see more female phenoms, you know what I'm saying?
Right, it's
like low-key normal for girls to just be dunking in high school now.
Stuff
like that is crazy. And then you start to just see they're getting more praise, they're starting to get more notoriety within the sports, in the not only in the U.S. but worldwide. And it's dope to see. And I feel like we were living in a time at once where like men were always superior in sports, right? But when you want to watch real sports, like if you take soccer, basketball, when you take out the athleticism, it's pure basketball. Mm-hmm. It's pure soccer. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to know how to play. And I think a lot of people, probably the younger generation, they underestimate female sports because of that aspect, because it's not as flashy maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the fundamentals and the soundness of the game and the IQ, it's on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. And you have to sit there and watch it and really fully understand what's going on. So shout out to the women out there, man. Keep grinding.
Yeah, just on a random shout out to Coach Tosh, because I remember she used to be giving people buckets.
Shout out to Coach Tosh.
But speaking of the Olympics, you know, Simone Biles, right? This is a woman who, you know, was going through a lot, and she withdrew from the Olympics. For those who don't know, she withdrew from the Olympics because of, you know, there was a lot of mental health going on, you know, issues with her mental health and concerns with her mental health. So she withdrew from the Olympics, and then she ended up coming back. And she did, I forgot what it was called, the plank that they, you know, do the stuff on. I forgot what it's called, but I'm bad with the names. Forgive me, y'all, all my researchers out there. But she came back and ended up still taking the bronze.
Which
to me is so dope. One, because she brought mental health awareness, you know what I'm saying, into a global, not just in this country, we've starting to recognize and understand mental health a lot more and the importance of it. But globally, I don't know if other countries are as in depth or, you know what I'm saying, are as aware, socially conscious of what mental health is and how important it is. And so she brought like global awareness. Of course, Naomi Osaka as well too brought global awareness too. Yeah. But specifically, I want to highlight Simone Biles because once she got her health, she dominated and came back and still won a medal.
And
let's be real, that's not easy to do.
You know
what I'm saying? You took some days off and you still was able to be like, nah, I'm top three.
In the world.
At what I do. So I don't know. What's y'all perspective on that? Like, when y'all heard about it, what did it make y'all think about her? Did y'all change y'all perspective on her or anything like that?
Well, for me, like, at first, I didn't know what was going on. Mm. Like, when I seen, like, she just withdrew.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was confused. The reason or what was happening. And then, you know, after a while, they start kind of telling you a little bit of what was going on.
Yeah, bits and pieces.
And then that was the first time I had ever heard of, you know, the term twisties in the gymnastics realm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I'm pretty sure it was the first time a lot of people heard
twisties.
Can you
break that down for the viewers?
Yeah, so what twisties is, not the, you feel me?
Talk about those too. What are twisties is where we from?
But that's where you in the middle between locks and a fro, and you trying to make it work the best way you can. So you just twist it. And you get a lot of them and you call them Twisties. But now, for real though, so as far as in the gymnastic realm, what Twisties is, it's a condition where when you're flipping and when you're spinning, not being able to gauge where the floor is. Mm. So you're not able to prepare yourself to land. Mm. And so with that, I mean, obviously we know like how that can mess up with, you know, sticking your landing and even just the
There was a girl a couple of years ago who broke her legs.
Both her legs in college. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think she was at UCLA.
Yeah, broke both her legs doing twisties. Yeah.
And then there was also another, and I don't know if this is the same girl, if it's a different girl, that actually got paralyzed.
Oh, see, I don't know.
It's a different girl.
Yeah.
She
did something with her spine. Because she had twisties, but because of the pressure, probably kept going and kept fighting. And oh, you know, they probably just telling her, you'll be all right, you'll be okay. And then she ended up really hurting herself.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Simone Biles to, because you got to think, bro, she's the face of the Olympics.
That's what I'm saying?
Like, she's the
face. A black woman from America is the face of the Olympics. Literally. Let that be known.
Right. Like,
that be known.
She's the face, bro. She's everything to the Olympics.
Yeah, that's a fact.
She's been so, like, there is, I mean, maybe Serena Williams, but I don't even know, like, if you can say there's anybody that has been as dominant as she has been.
Not Olympic wise, I don't know. But that's, even if you say Serena Williams is the next runner-up, again,
that's
another black woman, right. The face of the Olympics.
And if we really want to talk, Serena been doing it longer. But that's a whole other thing. Yeah, Serena's on a whole different level. Yeah. But so back to Simone, though, like the fact that she was able to, you know, trust her team enough to say, hey, I have to step away.
Yeah,
I have to step away. And then the fact that she cares enough about herself as a person, not just an athlete,
right,
to say, man, I have to get my mind right. If my mind isn't right, if my body isn't right, I don't want to jeopardize my team.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Selfless.
Man, that's selfless. That's so dope that she did that. And then the fact that she came back and still won bronze.
Won a bronze, man.
And it's crazy because she would have won silver if, you know, that last girl didn't come and she had a dope routine and it was just, you know, nothing you can do. Yeah. And honestly, Simone Biles won bronze with a toned down routine.
Yeah.
She said that she changed her dismount and everything because of the twisties. Yeah. So she was still dealing with it and still was able to get a bronze, bro.
Yeah.
She's a GOAT, bro. She's a GOAT. It's so dope to see a black woman, you know, put the world on notice of so much and still be amazing at the same time, bro. That was super dope.
Literally. Super dope. Shout out to Simone Biles, man. I think one of the biggest things is, too, like kind of how we talked about the critics, you know, with Team USA. You kind of seen that with Simone Biles because at first you just seen Simone Biles withdraws from the Olympics. So.
Right.
But is that fire up all the reporters?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I started seeing tweets from reporters and stuff that was saying, you know, she's a world-class Olympian. She should be able to deal with these pressures. Mind you, nobody knows.
For you to say.
Mind you, nobody knows what she's even going through. Right, you know what I'm saying? How can you say that? Like, you really don't even know what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
But people are publicly saying these things like these world-class athletes aren't humans at the end of the day,
right,
man.
Right,
and it's like, so not only the pressure of competing well and performing, they still have to deal with the pressure of the outside world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Critiquing them and speaking on things that they don't even know about.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? And then on a side note too, like it was also dope that she withdrew from the Olympics, but still was there cheering on her team.
Right.
You know
every
what
step
I'm
away.
Saying?
Every
cheering
step
on
away.
Her team every time, man. And then came back and still won a medal, man. So shout out to Simone Biles.
And also shout out to the rest of the Olympic team for keeping it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They what was her name? Suni Lee. She still won gold in all around.
Yeah.
You know, so they still did their thing, man. That's dope.
Facts.
That's dope. That just show you like, you know, when somebody fall, we got to help pick them up.
Pick them up.
And so, man, because I'm pretty sure Suni Lee was like, yeah, I'm good, but Simone got it. You know what I'm saying? She got it. But then.
You got it. No, you got it.
And Simone said, no, you got it. And she was able to have it. So, man, that was good. Just the whole thing was dope. It was a lot.
Off times.
Yeah. I think for me, I think it just went to show, like, another kind of staging how real mental health really is, especially for professional athletes, you know? Yeah. So just think, like, as we were talking about earlier, like the pressure to have to win gold. Like, you know, it's not just a country, the world is expecting you to come in with the gold. So I can only imagine, like, what is going through her head and, like, having really the, because honesty breeds courage. So having the honesty with herself to say, I'm not right, and then having the courage to then withdraw and still cheer on her teammates.
You better preach, right, man. You talking right now.
You know
now,
what I'm saying? Like,
where's where wins?
I mean, that it does. It takes a lot of honesty. Because, I mean, look at how many different athletes would have still went through that maybe and then end up hurting themselves.
Right.
Or feel a certain type of way and they not supporting their teammates. So, again, to have the honesty to be real with herself that I'm not right, and then having the courage to withdraw herself from, this is the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics.
And I said, man, I'm going to just step back and watch my teammates, and still came back and still said, I'm still third best in the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Limping. I'm third best in the world with a limp.
Right. And not to mention, you don't even get this chance again for another 4 years.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be three now.
Be three.
How are they going to do
three.
It?
They're going to do it until 24. Yeah.
But still, you got to still wait a whole another 4 years to get back what you just, you know, messed up or did good at, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's a long time.
Now, obviously, sports is important to us because you got four college athletes, former college athletes, you know what I'm saying, up here. So that's why, you know, we care a lot about sports. But we can speak from, you know, completely different angles, you know what I'm saying? Because although we were all, you know, athletes, we all did very different positions, you know what I'm saying, very different things. And so, you know, we have our different perspectives on what athletes had to go through and all the recruitment process and all that stuff. Like, everybody has their own perspective of what it takes, and everybody had to deal with their mental health in a different way. So that's why we, you know, we care about sports and athletes. We, you know what I'm saying, we more than an athlete out here.
Right.
Athlete out here. So look, we're gonna take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to talk about the Lakers a little bit and how they got everybody. Okay. We got to talk about the baby. We got to do a little bit of controversy right now and talk about the baby. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Give us a second.
Right there.
All right. We are back. So, you know, we had to do it. This was a very controversial topic. Obviously, you know, we just watched DaBaby's rant. You know, we watched the quick clip of him during his concert, his live concert. And then we just watched his response to the messages that he was getting. So obviously he had some, you know, homophobic slurs during his concert. And so I just want to get, this is a live reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's y'all's perspective, you know, on that? And what I will say is this, again, this is a live reaction to what we saw. So if we don't have the best reaction, please don't judge us.
Or the right context.
We may be missing some information. All we did was look at the Shade Room.
And then go on YouTube.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but seriously, though, what's y'all's perspective on, you know, what you heard him say in regards to, you know, the HIV and the sucking in the parking lot and, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, what's your perspective? I don't know. Anybody want to start it off?
I mean, he was out of pocket, you know what I'm saying? It's just we live in a society now to where, like, not saying it's right or wrong, but in that platform, things have to be censored, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what you say, what you do, when you're at that level of stardom, of fame, like, anything you say or do will rub different groups and different people the wrong way, whether you met it intentionally or not. Mm-hmm. So that's just the temperature that we're dealing with now. I'm not going to say whether I agree, disagree with what he said. I just thought, you know, the comments was out of pocket. Like, there's a right and wrong time to say certain stuff. Right. But I think, honestly, what he said on stage wasn't even like, it wasn't, it was like suspect, but it wasn't like dang, people should take offense to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, you know, when he was trying to clean up his act and came with his response, I was like, oh, terrible. Man, that wasn't the best thing to say.
I think this is the first time that the response was worse than the initial thing. Like,
so he was better off just not saying nothing.
He need a PR agent.
Because
he need Derek Jackson's PR agent.
Right. He just said,
it's over.
And then came back, was like, so let me tell y'all about how.
Right.
Shout out to Derek Jackson, bro.
Yeah, so I just think, you know, we in the wrong climate to say anything close to being offensive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, do I agree with him losing out on a lot of money? No, but what he said was, you know, he crossed the line with a lot of people, and now he's suffering from it. You know what I'm saying? He's going through a lot now. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the climate that we in, man.
Yeah. I feel like for him, when he was on stage, he just came off kind of as ignorant. Yeah. You know what I mean? He just sounded like somebody that's just misinformed. You know, that's just speaking, just talking because you have a platform to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then in the response, man, I felt like he just dug his hole so much deeper for himself.
Yeah.
As far as, like, there's one thing where a person is saying stuff and you understand that they just don't have the perspective to really give the right, you know, comments to where you don't even pay attention to what they say.
Yeah, right.
But then when you have somebody who feels like they do, it's one thing to be ignorant and say, I'm willing to learn. But it's another thing when you're ignorant and still like, no, this is what I believe and this is what I'm gonna stand on. And I feel like when he was responding, that was him showing us that this is what he believes and this is what he's gonna stand on. And for me, it's kind of like, I'm not surprised by it because you gotta look at this man's career. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong, I listen to his music.
Right.
But I'm also not somebody who's expecting him to be something different than who he is.
Right. Yeah,
and what he represents.
Right.
I don't know him personally, so all I can go off is what he puts out.
Yeah.
And from the music, nobody tripped. Nobody canceled him when he slapped that girl at his concert.
Oh,
nobody canceled him
when he beat up the dude at the mall.
Like, this is who we're expecting to be politically correct. Like, we have to take who we're talking about in the context.
That's a fact.
And so, like, I feel like, man, when you're a fan of somebody and you rock with them, you should look at who they are completely and not just look at the parts that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how we have the moments where the Bill Cosbys and the R. Kellys can pop up. Because people just go off what they like and they're not looking at the person for just who they are.
Yeah.
And I feel like the baby has been showing you who he is.
So believe him.
Believe him. Why are you so surprised? Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Steve?
I mean, it's not even a debate, but when you just kind of even talk about, like, more of the uninformed piece, you know what I mean? Like, for people who do have, like, AIDS and stuff, you know what I mean? It you know, like I said, look at Magic Johnson, you know what I mean? Knowing how you can contract it from, you know, dirty needles,
you know, as well.
But for me, in general, just kind of, like, shifting gears on that, I mean, like you said, he did stand on, you know, what he was saying, and that's just like, bro, you just dug your hole too deep. But on the flip side, I would rather speak more so to, like, the cancel culture as well, because now there are certain things, don't get me wrong, it's just, it's not up for debate. Like, bro, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me make that very, very clear. Like, it's certain things that just get said where you gotta go. But overall, I think the solution to any problem, and this is just me speaking in general, just outside of debate, I think you reach solutions by having open discussions and conversations with people to be able to reach resolutions. Cancel culture is not always the answer. And I just feel like that's always the number one thing that everyone wants to reach to, you know, in order to reach a quote unquote solution. So I just think that there should be more open discussions for people who are open. In his case, you stood on what you were talking about.
That was my thing is, like, when you come back and then you try to justify saying HIV and AIDS people, like, you know, like, bruh, you made a comment that obviously, for whatever reason, you know, he was feeling how he was feeling. I think it had something to do with Lil Nas X and stuff like that. And he made certain comments based on what was going on. And so you were emotional and you might have not been in your right mind and you just made a comment. That's fine, bro. Yeah. We all human. We all make mistakes. But when people come to you and say, hey, that was wrong, and you say, no, I was right, and you still try to stand on that, then it's hard for people to still want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard because you're not accepting, you know, when you have conversations, the dialogue should be open dialogue. Yeah. And when you have somebody that's closed to where they saying, no, I'm right, this is how I feel, this is what I was saying, this is what I meant. When it looks obvious that that's not what you meant. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to have a real conversation with people like that.
Well, that's because there's a difference between a conversation and an argument.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Are you trying to argue or are you trying to have a conversation? A conversation is us sharing ideologies, thoughts, and opinions. And an argument is just my point versus your point and who's going to win the argument. And that's not productive. So I think my solution to a lot of things, again, not everything, but a lot of things in general, is having open discussions. Definitely. To be able to educate each other, to have, at least in the day, even if y'all still disagree, come to an understanding.
Yeah.
I think just going to Reese's point, I think that for celebrities, when I put myself in different people's shoes, I try to just to see their perspective. And when I started doing that, I started to get more peace. At peace of my own mind, because I started to say, I can see how he can think like that.
Mm-hmm.
With DaBaby, his comments were out of pocket. Let's just
His comments were out
of pocket. What he said on stage and what he said to double down on it was out of pocket. Because there are people with AIDS and HIV that aren't dirty. You know, there's people that were born
with HIV or AIDS.
And they struggle already with their mental health. They struggle with just having a normal lifestyle because they do have to admit to people that they are, you know, sexually active, with that they're HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And that alone would turn away like 95% of people anyway.
Right.
So they're struggling with that. And again, there's people who were born with that. There's people who got it, like I said, dirty needles on accident, you know, from somebody else. There's people who, you know, I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the 90s, there were people who would literally stash in needles upside down in movie theater seats.
Yeah.
And that's how people were, so people can get AIDS. And there'll be a note that says, you got AIDS, congratulations, or you're welcome, or, you know, F you, or something like that. So it's like, for those people, are they dirty? You know what I'm saying? Who you talking about? Again, going back to my point in regards to referencing Reese's point, is that when you're a celebrity like that, when you're somebody like DaBaby or somebody like a Kanye West or somebody like, you know, a Hov, you got to where you got to defying all odds.
Right.
So when some random Twitter people or Instagram people start telling you, hey, you're wrong, they've heard that millions of times.
They were told
they're wrong when they were supposed to go be a rapper.
Yeah,
they defied all odds.
Right,
so of course they're gonna think, bro, I trust me more than I trust you.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand that perspective, but again, when you create the dialogue for, I think people like Elton John reached out to him, and it was someone else that reached out to him. And again, I haven't done extensive research on this, but to my knowledge, he did apologize after speaking with them. You know, because he had open dialogue. I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying, I heard he apologized about that. So that's good, going to your point as far as the open dialogue. One thing that I do think is interesting, I'm going to try to say this as politically correct as possible. I think that us as Black people can learn from this.
Mm.
And I say that because how is it that DaBaby can rap about killing, about abusing women, about specifically, you know, you're talking about Black women for the most part. He does have a couple of white women references in his music, but for the most part, we know he's talking about Black women. He could talk about killing. He could talk about maybe selling drugs or anything like that. And it's fine.
But no cancel.
But the moment you mention during a concert in which you are talking about all this negative stuff about women and all your songs. And in a moment you can have a sentence or two sentences or three sentences that people don't like, and all of a sudden you're losing all this money. I think we as Black people can learn from the LGBTQ community and how they're able to mobilize and weaponize, you know what I'm saying, when they come together and say, hey, we don't like that, get rid of them. You know what I'm saying?
He's out of here.
Because if we did that for people who disrespect black women publicly, you know what I'm saying, who beat on women, who talk about drugs or sell drugs into our community, if we did that, our black communities would be a lot better. So I do think it's important that we can look at that. The one thing that I don't like is that you have governors or mayors who, like, it was a mayor a couple, maybe 2 weeks ago, who said, is there a house nigger?
Oh, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? That clip, too.
And he has yet to resign.
He's still working.
He's still working.
Right.
Donald Trump was the president for 4 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And we didn't cancel them. You know what I'm saying? But we quick to cancel us. Again, his comments were terrible. And again, I applaud the LGBTQ community because they have no problem weaponizing
their movement, and saying
you're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's interesting that, you know, 400 years we've been struggling and we can't even stop somebody from rapping or from selling drugs and talking about that stuff.
I
just think, you know, we can learn a lot from the LGBTQ community and how they're able to unionize, you know what I mean, and come together and say, we won't stand for this. But another thing I think is important is that, you know, when we talk about cancel culture, where do those people go? When you cancel them and you be like, you're not welcome here no more. Where do they go?
It's a facade, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Cancel culture only exists on the internet. In reality,
exactly, you know, bro. What I'm saying? Like, from the Clippers, what was his name? Donald Sterling, bro.
Yeah.
He sold the Clippers for a record price.
right.
We didn't get rid of him. We made him richer.
Yeah. Right.
You feel me? Right. So I don't know, bro. That's just, I don't want to go too long, be too long winded, but we got a lot of work to do. Man, we'll be right back. We're gonna do closing statements, and we'll keep it up. All right, we back, man. Closing comments, closing remarks, closing statements, man. We'll start with Steve, man. What you got to say? Anything you want to leave the people with?
Man, I think the thing I would want to leave y'all with today, number one, thank you for joining us and tapping in and giving us the time to hear our perspectives.
Right.
But I do want to leave y'all with this, like I said earlier when I was talking about Simone Biles, is honesty breeds courage.
Yes, sir.
Is what I want to leave you with today. And have the honesty to be, I have the courage really to be honest with yourself and have that honesty turn into the courage that you need at the end of the day to improve and better your life to be better for the people around you. So that's what I'm going to leave everybody with.
Off times. DT?
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. And as you see, man, every episode, we upgrading, man. Small changes here and there on a compound effect. Little changes over time end up in big results, man. You know, if you got somebody out there, a loved one, man, tell them you love them, man. You never know when it's going to be your last, man.
Right. Man. Y'all are so fire. I don't even know. But, yeah, for me, I just want to leave y'all with, man, don't forget about you. Don't forget about you. We get so caught up in everything and everybody else. Sometimes we forget about ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about your thoughts, not the thoughts that's being imported into you, but what you think. What makes you happy? What makes you love? What makes you keep going? Think about you. Just take a day. You don't have to take every day, because you know, we all got responsibilities, we all got people, we all got situations we take care of. But sometime when you have that time, don't forget about you. Use that time for yourself. That's it, man.
How am I supposed to follow that up? man,
you got it, brother.
I'm gonna just say, you know, at the end, I appreciate y'all for rocking with us. I don't care whether we get one view
or 80 million
views. I'm thankful for each and every person. I appreciate y'all. You know, hit us with the comments, like, subscribe, all that stuff. Tell your friends about it. And if you got something you want us to talk about, let us know. You know what I'm saying? On the FYB Instagram. And, you know, live, love, life, be safe.
Man, yes, sir.
We fresh.
Right.
FYB presents the Ivy League.
Ha ha!
We fresh, y'all.
Sir, yes, sir. Yeah.